Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for 17 February 2021. Today I want to talk about winter sports. Here we are in the middle of February. I know your kids are big into hockey. You were big into hockey, but you have other winter sports that you love too. I know you're a big ski guy. I never was into ski. I think I've only skied twice in my life.
Missing out.
I feel like it too. Just didn't have the opportunities to do it. I never played hockey either. I never played organized ice hockey. Just wasn't available when I was growing up. We didn't have a hockey team in town. We didn't have hockey teams in school. If we wanted to play hockey, you had to go a couple towns over to play, which I had a couple of friends that did, but we never did. So we were relegated to any skating that we did was self-taught. And there used to be a pond. When we first moved to Illinois, the town that we lived in was just growing. And so the subdivision we moved into was brand new. And it was built right behind, you know, like a farm field. So our backyard went down a hill after it ended, and then there was a hill, and there was a cornfield. And there was a cornfield next to that, and a cornfield next to that. But if we walked down the way, there was a pond called Riley's Pond that always froze over in the wintertime, and we'd go over there and skate. That was pretty much the extent of my skating. It's how I learned how to skate. So I just didn't have the opportunity to do that, but I know you're into it big time and your kids are into it, but do your kids love skiing as well? Do they like to do other winter sports than just play hockey?
Yeah, they love to ski as well. We are a hockey and skiing family. We got ski trips planned actually coming up here in a few weeks, and we always go visit my dad over spring break for skiing in Colorado. But yeah, the kids love to ski as well. It's kind of interesting because, can you skate, by the way?
I haven't done it in a long time, but yeah, I could at one time.
It is funny because we are kind of a winter sports family, and Mrs. Rookie likes winter better than I do. And, you know, it's kind of funny because on the Bill and Rookie Experience, I'll complain about all the snow and stuff like that. I really do like snow. I don't really like the cold. I wish winter was shorter. I mean, I could take 3 months of winter instead of 6 months of winter with what we do. But, you know, it's kind of funny because my winter activities are kind of limited. We're big hockey fans, big skating fans. Obviously, the kids play. Skating outdoors is kind of fun. It's kind of hard to keep the arena, the rinks around here outdoors because when you get some warm weather and they just ruin them. We like to downhill ski. That's the extent of it for me, though. I'm not big into snowmobiling. I'm not big into ice fishing. I'm not big into cross-country skiing. Mrs. Rookie likes to cross-country ski. I'm like, why? When you can go downhill, why would you cross-country ski? She likes to snowshoe. I'm not into that. So I'm into a couple of winter sports, but that's about it. I like going sledding with the kids when you get an opportunity. But so my outdoor activities during the winter are limited to hockey, skiing, and maybe sledding. I don't get into all that other stuff. Mrs. Rookie likes that. She doesn't understand. She likes snowmobiling, too. She doesn't understand why I don't like snowmobiling. I don't know. Just not my thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
How about you?
It's fun.
Okay, so you like to snowmobile. What are the winter sports or the winter activities that you like to do?
Well, what we used to do really wasn't much. Like I said, didn't play hockey. We played street hockey, you know, but we never. I didn't play ice hockey. We would skate every once in a while. I liked to sled. I remember when I was a kid, when it snowed out, we'd build a lot of, try to build like a toboggan, not a toboggan, what's the one, what is the,
like a bobsled. Sure.
Yeah, a bobsled thing in the front yard.
Right.
We had some pretty epic ones through the years, but I didn't mind. I liked building the, you know, snow forts and that kind of stuff. I have cross-country skied. I didn't mind doing that. That was kind of cool. But yeah, we just never got into it much as a family. We're more of a basketball family, pretty much, indoor, wintertime, and then baseball in the summertime for sure, and soccer. My dad was big into soccer. He actually played soccer in college and coached soccer for many years, too. But in the wintertime, yeah, we were kind of like indoorsy more so, doing that kind of stuff. But did you have like a rink or a outdoor rink or a pond or something that you would walk to with your buddies and carry your skates over your shoulder and then lace them up and play hockey outside?
Well, we did when I grew up, and I think most people know by now that until about age 12, I actually lived in Minnesota before we moved to Colorado. And in Minnesota, we lived on a lake. And so we, you know, the neighbor dads would all snow blow a big rink, and they would flood it. They would, you know, they'd cut a hole in the lake, and they'd drop a pump down there and pump water out from the lake and on it and flood it to make it all nice and smooth. My dad would put floodlights on like a 2x4 and then nail them into the tree along the lake shore so that you could, you know, and run an extension cord so you could, you know, shine the floodlights down on the rink and all that stuff. So growing up, I lived on a lake, you know, in Minnesota, and that's probably obviously where my love of hockey, so I would skate outdoors on the lake all the time. Now, when I was a little kid, all our games, and I'm talking about when I was probably a mite learning to play hockey and a mite and maybe partially squirts. I do remember playing indoors, but I played a lot of hockey in my early career outdoors. And you would, you know, in Minnesota where I lived, you know, there was a warming hut in the middle, and they probably had 8 outdoor rinks. And you'd have, you know, on a Saturday, all the mites or whatever, you'd have 8 games going around on the rinks. And you would stand in the snowbank waiting for your turn to be on the ice. You'd maybe go into the warming hut. You know, parents, I would imagine, were just, you know, there's no bleachers. You're standing there and watching. And I remembered many times where I was super cold, and I was crying because my toes were so cold. And, you know, Dad in the warming hut would try to rub his hand over him, you know, like almost like you're trying to generate heat and all this stuff. Yeah. I mean, but I grew up playing outdoors.
See, that's what I was wondering about. That's a cool visual to see all those kids out there on a frozen body of water, not indoors, but outdoors, and all wrapped up and wearing hats and gloves and everything else and playing hockey. That's awesome.
Well, and when I was a kid first playing, I mean, you didn't wear a face mask. I mean, if you go look at these old photos, you wore a just a cheaply helmet on your head, and it had a mouth guard that went across your mouth, almost looked like big lips or what have you that strapped on your helmet, and it was bubbled out a little bit, and it protected your mouth. But you didn't have anything protecting your eyes, your chin.
Like a motorcycle helmet type thing? Like a BMX helmet?
If you look at old photos of like Wayne Gretzky, because he's younger than me. He's a little bit older. He's a little bit older than me. But if you look at Wayne Gretzky photos from it, and the helmet's kind of like that in the mouthpiece. I should try to Google a picture. It wasn't like a motorcycle helmet. It was just a cheap plastic, almost three-piece, kind of like an old Jofa-looking helmet.
Oh, yeah. But it was part of the helmet?
And then the mouth guard came across, and it strapped onto the side. I think it had snaps on the side, and it just bubbled a little bit over your mouth. I'm going to try to find a picture of this now.
Was Jofa? Is that how you said it? No, I always thought it was Jaffa.
Well, no, we called it Jofa.
Jofa? Okay.
But anyway.
Everybody used to wear Jofa helmets back in the 80s, you know, I was thinking of the Islanders.
But, I mean, we didn't have a cage, and we didn't have half shields and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Awesome.
I was just thinking about that today because it's so cold out, but you know, I imagine it would be tough to go out in this cold and play, but there's certainly lots to do in the wintertime, too, that I just didn't, you know, skiing wasn't a thing. I enjoyed it when I did it, but we just didn't do it.
Winter.
I guess it always kind of, it's what your parents do, right? When you're little, you really don't have any choice.
Probably.
If your parents are into it, then you're going to be into it. My dad was always coaching basketball and was always inside and doing everything in the wintertime.
True that. Winter's great. Lots of fun. Just needs to be about 2 months shorter.
I'm with you there. Because you can't play golf in the snow.
Not very easy.
Thanks, Rook. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Bill and Rookie podcast. And join us each Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.